looking to take the next step, what referees don't do, and the football trilogy. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. You may not know that Pickford's athletic history is highlighted by a national record. 27 straight MHSAA boys track and field championships from 1952 to 1978 under legendary coach Webster Morrison. But 40 years after that streak, folks certainly now know about a Panther football team that's ready to knock down the door and give the school its first gridiron title. Pickford hasn't lost an eight-player football game in 2 years and has reached the playoff semifinals in each of the last 2 years, losing to eventual champions Powers North Central and Crystal Falls Forest Park. And these Panthers are a junior-laden bunch that's off to a 7-0 start, outscoring its opponents by an average of 40 points per game. Here's coach Josh Rader.
This year we got quite the balanced attack as far as on offense goes. You know, we were able to, you know, pass the ball and throw the ball, which is a huge advantage. And, you know, in eight-man football, the defense is already at a disadvantage. So if you can do multiple things, it really puts a lot of pressure on them.
Junior quarterback Jimmy Story has accounted for 30 touchdowns this season, throwing for 23 of them, and running back Stephen LaMoth and Matthew Bush lead the rushing attack, each averaging 10 yards per carry. The Panthers can clinch the Great Lakes 8-man East Division title this week with a win over Brimley. Our MHSAA TV game balls this week go out to last week's girls tennis champions in the Upper Peninsula. Negaunee won its fifth straight championship in Division I, with Marquette finishing second, and Ishpeming Westwood won its third straight Division II title, topping runner-up West Iron County for the second straight year by a single point. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
Game officials at all levels have a lot of responsibilities, but there are some critical things that take place in local high school games where officials don't have the authority that some folks think they do. Let's start with injuries, specifically concussions. Concussion management starts and ends with the local school. If an official suspects a concussion or any injury, all he or she can do is notify the coach of the team. The school makes a decision about whether or not a player stays in the game. We often get calls about whether or not an official is responsible for enforcing MHSAA handbook rules. Again, it's up to the school, which agrees to follow and enforce the rules when joining the association. Even if the official suspects an ineligible player is in the game, it's not his or her role to enforce that rule. It's all on the school.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. Let's finish this week with a dive into the history books, into what is football's ultimate trilogy. A team that was undefeated, untied, and unscored upon. It's something that's happened 17 times going back to 1905 in Michigan, and the last time it took place was 45 years ago, when a team still considered to be one of the greatest of all time, the 1973 Saginaw Arthur Hill 11, achieved the ultimate level of perfection. Coach George Eiler's team averaged over a point a minute going 9-0 that season and had an awesome 1-2 punch of quarterback Ron Rummel and running back Terry Urich, who went on to solid college careers at Central Michigan and Notre Dame. Holt had turned the trick the previous year, 1972, but then you had to go back to the 50s, where Portland, Reese, Charlevoix, and Caledonia turned the trick. In the 40s, it was Morenci, Mount Pleasant, North Muskegon, and Millington. And then Escanaba, Constantine, Boyne City, and Old Kalamazoo State High in the 30s. And before that, Grand Rapids Union, Port Huron, Lake Odessa, and Bay City Eastern and Kalamazoo Central all hit the trilogy. It's a lot harder, probably impossible to pull off now in the playoff era, and in fact, only one team since Arthur Hill, that was Dearborn in 1995, has gone through a regular season undefeated and not yielding a point. So there's your history lesson as we hit week 8 of the 2018 football season. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.